You're listening to the Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast featuring Joseph Ryan and Donna Lee. Even just sitting there listening to this podcast, you look fabulous. Well, hi, welcome to the Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast, where you get to hear all this magical information from me, Donna Lee, and...
Hi, I'm Joseph Ryan. Thank you for listening.
Thanks to the four listeners for listening.
Oh my gosh, excuse you, there are six now.
There are six now?
We have evolved, we have grown.
I love it.
Well, it's actually because two of them were pregnant and they had a baby. Oh. But anyways, those babies are still counted,
hunty. Okay.
They are still counting.
You know what? I think we do have a few listeners because we get some pretty decent downloads. So share with your friends and listen to this wherever you catch your podcasts.
I mean, and just listen to it. That's it. That's all we ask.
Interesting. You know, I follow this really interesting medical person in Austin because I work in Austin in a medical office and we have a podcast. But it's a sleep medicine doctor, and he's super handsome, of course, and his podcast is called Sleeping Around.
Oh, that's
funny.
And I
thought that was cute. So he's talked all about sleep medicine and his dental practice, everything he could talk about. He's got like 96 episodes. Uh-huh. Then now he's just talking about like things that happen in the world.
That's so
he's
funny.
He's like, I ran out of things to talk about. So
he's like, you guys just listen to the beginning's episode.
Yeah, just learn that and now listen to the things that happen.
I feel like
that's
kind of how we are. Like we originally talked about like specific services or like client testimonials, and then it's kind of done the same thing where we still do that, but we also like to talk about just like our life and the babies,
right,
and salon renovations and stuff like that.
Well, and this is the most time, I mean, you know, 12, 15, 20 minutes, the most time people get with you. They see you on social media, but now they get to hear all these great details because it's not a 30-second or, you know, two-minute thing.
A little cute edit.
Yeah, so they get to hear the baby updates every now and again. Mm-hmm. And then I want to talk about the fun things that happen in the possibility of the reality TV show world.
Oh my goodness.
Because y'all need a show.
I know. You've said that since you met me.
Absolutely. Since day one. I connected you with my friend who does that. Like, it's a thing that should be in your world.
Yeah. So it's interesting because I've always kind of believed in manifestation. Well, mm-hmm. not kind of. I do. I believe right. that you manifest what you want and then you do the work. Like, right. I don't think, oh, I want $1 million. You know, like, you got
to work for
it. You know, but you need to will it and make a plan. And that's kind of like what people say, you know, write it down, like writing down your goals, your aspirations. And mm-hmm. so like, I've always told Nathan that I've always said when we get our reality show mm-hmm. and, you know, people always, oh, do you have a contract or something? Well, no, not yet, but we will, you know, like
yeah,
I've always just kind of felt that way. And so I've always kind of done all the little steps previous to getting a contract, basically. So I knew, like, okay, what would I want to see in a reality show star? I'd want to see somebody who has like a fancy house and a nice car and flashy jewelry and a gorgeous, sexy salon or business that they go work at, you know, and the family. And so mm-hmm. step by step, you know, we've been meeting all these goals. So we moved into our new salon and we had our own product line developed. And, you know, I'm okay with our jewels for now, but, you know, there's always room for upgrades, daddy.
They're stunning.
Thank you. And so we've kind of done step by step all the things, you know, grown the business and really put our full effort into everything that we do.
Right.
And then you were the first connection. I mean, I did do a pilot for a reality makeover show years ago mm-hmm. and nothing ever happened with it. I think that the producers, they kind of wanted more money than the network's willing to pay, and it just kind of sat.
Yeah.
And so we didn't move forward with it. But fast forward, whenever I met you and then you connected me with your friend, and sure enough, they ended up doing a sizzle reel for, I don't know if I'm allowed to say. Am I allowed to say the network? I mean, I don't think it means
anything. No, we
can
leave it out just in case.
Well, it was a major network. And
yeah,
so
that's all they need to know. But tell everybody what a sizzle reel is if they don't know.
Well, a sizzle reel is kind of like the preview to a pilot. So mm-hmm. sizzle reel, basically, they flew out from LA and they filmed us in our home and business and, you know, did interviews just like you would see, basically like a reality show condensed into a 16-minute video. Mm-hmm. And then they take this reel and then they pitch it to different networks. Well, typically producers will do some kind of proof of concept and then pitch that to the network. Well, the network actually just heard the, you know, idea of our family story mm-hmm. and actually put up the money to pay production to come film us and actually make this as a reel.
Because somebody's donated her eggs. Courtney, the salon manager mm-hmm. / bestie, donated the eggs for you new listeners. Your sister's carrying the babies. You have twins coming. Mm-hmm. So that, in a nutshell, is just fascinating enough as it is. But then you add all of your personalities and gorgeousness on top of it.
The glitz and the glamour, darling. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we did this sizzle reel back in March last year. And
has it been that long already?
Yeah, it's going to be a year next month.
Is that crazy? Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
So we shot the sizzle reel, they edited it, they sent it into the network. The network loved it. They responded with, we wish they had kids already and we're in the process of having more. And then they'd also asked me, are you willing to have multiple surrogates pregnant at the same time? Mm. So kind of extreme there. Anyway, so I was like, yeah, if you're willing to pay for every need of that child for the next 18 years, because it's expensive enough to have one or two children, but let alone three or four at the same time is just insane.
Right.
So anyway, we kind of got put
on
hold.
You're not the Octagon mom, or what was she?
Octomom.
Octomom.
I know. So we kind of got put on hold for that. They went with another show that they already had basically on the shelf. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't dead in the water. Well, since then, we've had so many producers and network people reaching out to me through social media specifically, and then they've been emailing and calling the salon. Like, I'm not seeking them out, they're literally just like knocking on the door. And so we've done several interviews and nothing had really happened, and finally Truly TV, which is pretty big channel, you know, they're known for like their YouTube subscribers. They have like over 40 million subscribers.
Wow.
They're actually going to be here on February 19th to film us and do an episode for their My Extraordinary Family show.
Oh.
So it's basically like a docu-series, and then they basically told me they usually just do one-offs, but they wanted to film us before the babies are here, and then they want to do kind of like a follow-up episode once the kids are here.
Oh, I'm so glad they caught you in time.
I know.
That's perfect.
And so I've been talking to some of the people that work for the show, and they're all in UK, so it's been cool to meet some people over there, and then they're going to be filming here.
Nice.
So that's happening, and that's been very exciting. And then I just had another producer reach out and
tell them how they found you.
It's very funny.
I love this story.
So everybody always tells me that I need to be professional and I need to be this, I need to be that. And in the beginning of my career, I would listen.
Yeah.
And I found, and I think I've said this in some of our podcasts in the beginning, is the best thing I ever did was I stopped listening to what other people wanted me to be. And I started being myself, and I just really let my own light shine. Whatever person wants to view the light, great. Whoever wants to dim it can just keep scrolling, or, you know, not book an appointment at my salon.
Right.
Or be in my family. So this idea that I had, I wanted to get the Sculptra injections in my ass.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you know, my ass, as I get older, is just not as full and juicy as it used to be.
Oh my goodness.
And it's partly because, you know, I used to be in ballet and I had a peach. And then I stopped being in ballet and was a hairstylist. And then the peach slowly melted into kind of not quite pancake, but a little bit more of a pear.
Oh,
and
stop.
I'm like, oh, girl, this is not cute. Like, I gotta fix it. So I decided to document my procedure or my appointment, and I posted it on social media. So I showed my bare cheeks, you know.
You had a thong on.
I had a thong, right? Yeah. I didn't want to get in trouble. But anyway, I had a thong on. I posted the video. Anyway, fast forward, we get an email. I'm interested. I represent this network or this production company. Mm-hmm. We're interested in you and your family. You guys are amazing. And then he called the next day and wanted to talk to us on the phone. And he was so funny and hilarious. And he was giving us so many compliments. And I was just like, you know, this feels so natural. It just feels like this is a great work environment for me.
Your love language. Tell me how pretty I am.
Yeah, but he's very interested in producing a show mostly focused on the transformations that we make in the salon, which is really what your idea and my idea for a show should be.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Because I think that people really can see the amazing transformation that people go through when they have an appointment at Ryan Wayne.
Every time.
Yep. In addition to the crazy fun and family dynamics. So I think that's what makes us so well-rounded, is that we're not one-dimensional. I'm not just a hairstylist. I'm not just a gay guy. I'm not just a brother. I'm not just a dad. It's going to be the whole thing.
Love it.
And so I'm really, really hopeful. We have a meeting with him next week, all four of us. He's obsessed with of course, Nathan, myself, Brianna, and Courtney. He's like, you guys are so beautiful. I've never seen a group of people more camera ready. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have to do a thing to you. You guys are perfect.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I know.
I've like, been saying that for years.
Yeah. I mean, finally, all my manifestation and delusion is coming to work out. So we got one, you know, one will be filmed this week, and then, you know, meeting at another production company for a different type of show. And I'm very excited because it's, wow. you know, what we really wanted. The show that we did the sizzle reel for was a little bit of a different concept. It just focused more on like my upbringing being Mormon and one of 10 kids and the mm-hmm. dissension and the drama. And, you know, even though that's a part of my life and that's kind of like the fabric of my being, it's not who I am. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so what I loved about this production company is that he's like, no, I mean, we need to show how fabulous you are. And, you know, you've created your own type of family. And, right. that, you know, it's just,
I feel like that first one was
positive
practice.
Spin on it. For and sure. I do feel like, yeah, I've been through this now once and twice before. Mm-hmm. So I told him that. I said, that's the one regret when I look at the sizzle reel. I think it's a great reel.
Mm-hmm.
The quality is amazing. I love all the producers that came were amazing. Would definitely work with them, but I would just want my humor to show more.
Yeah, to shine. Yeah. For your personality to come out more.
I want it to be
It was a little
fun.
Somber. It was good.
Yeah,
I was
it was
impressed.
Very good. Like,
I was shocked that it didn't
Several
get
of my
up
friends
right.
that watched it, you know, because I couldn't post it. Mm-hmm. I don't have rights to it.
Yeah.
Several of my family and friends that watched it, like, cried. They're yeah. like, oh my God, because it sums up so much hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, it is a very moving, emotional story, but I want it to be more than that. I yeah. want it to be the happy ending and then the craziness in between. So,
you know what I want to watch on your show especially is that the moment when people turn around in the chair mm-hmm. on any damn show,
mm-hmm.
when it's a makeover show, I'm in tears every time. Right. And I've experienced that firsthand at your salon when I've lost so much of my hair and I stayed at home for 2 years. And I thought that moment is the best, one of the best moments I ever had. Giving birth was number one,
mm-hmm.
meeting my husband, and then turning around in the chair
yeah.
with you. And so I think it's just going to be such a cool experience. And then to watch all the circus and craziness around it.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be crying and laughing at the same time.
Exactly.
It's going to be fun.
It's perfect. And that's exactly it. I mean, we have people in our salon that are just so happy and so grateful. They actually feel confident, like you said, to leave the house or to take that promotion or accept that award or, mm-hmm. you know, go in public. And so I'm just grateful that it helps bring awareness to other people, too, who are struggling with things. That's why I like to talk about things like with Brianna. And she's just always a positive Polly and didn't really want to talk about the downside of going through all the hormone therapy that she's going through for mm-hmm. pregnancy and how it made her feel depressed and this. And I'm like, but Brianna, you can't just say I'm fine. Yeah. I mean, talk about it, because then other people that are going through that same thing feel validation and like, I'm not alone. And I feel the same way for people who have thin hair like you. Mm-hmm. It may have been not a reality show, but TikTok, that you're like, oh my gosh, this is the answer.
There's
this is
an
what
answer.
I'm looking for. And I've been struggling with. And then, yeah. you get to see how I'm crazy and yeah, this blonde bearded beauty and a crop top doing crazy stuff. Yeah, it's got humor. Right. You can't look at me and not laugh, you yeah. know, like it's kind of humorous. To
I
see.
Remember the first time I started watching you, every top was cropped.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a magical human. I need to know.
Exactly.
Why is he so hot? And he's going to do my hair. I love it.
Oh, my favorite compliment is always, you're so handsome yet beautiful at the same time. I'm like, thank you.
You're so pretty and handsome.
Like an enigma. Yes, I love it. You can't put your finger on it.
Right. No, I think we had some really intriguing podcasts too in the beginning of people with like medical hair loss, mm-hmm. with cancer, with chemotherapy, like really, really awful. Like I had thinning hair, but I can't imagine what they went through. And for right. them to tell their stories, that was really brave.
Right.
And they got to experience that chair turnaround feeling too. That's just exciting.
Well, that's why I'm grateful to the clients, because, you know, I don't pay any of the clients to put their faces on my content. You
yeah,
know,
that's true.
They are so generous to do that because they're paying me. And I hope that they all know that I value them and I appreciate them on so many different levels. But the fact that they're able to let us show our art, our craft, and also give other people the chance to see, I don't have to be, you know, 18 and a supermodel and perfect hair and perfect this. It's like just everyday normal people mm-hmm. that want to feel beautiful and look beautiful in their own way. Right. And so I love that my page is not like typical celebrity stylist page where they're just all perfect and gorgeous, right, and like skinny and, you know, whatever the ideal image is. Mm-hmm. Got every age, every shape, every color. I just want everybody to be their own beautiful self. And so that's why I'm hoping that this show will happen and that we'll be able to make it on a larger scale, because I definitely enjoy doing social media transformations. And I think that if I actually had a full production team in our corner, like, oh my gosh, we could make some amazing content.
I love it. I'm so excited for
and
you.
And Donna Lee will be there you every deserve step of the
it.
Way.
No, you deserve all the goodness. Like Kimberly, one of our previous guests, and I were talking about it with you. You're just so giving and kind, and you really are this genuine human being, and you're not just super flashy all the time. You have a big heart and a big soul, and I think this is going to be amazing.
Well, thank you. I'm very grateful for y'all in my life, so I appreciate you, and aww, I feel the same about you.
Love you.
So, you know, birds of a feather, I love you too. Well, you guys, if you are interested in any of this and shenanigans we're talking about, make sure you're following us on all the social media platforms. And don't forget, like Donnelly said, you need to listen to these podcasts and you need to share them.
That's right.
I appreciate every single one of you. And remember to like, follow, share, and enjoy your hair.
Thank you for listening to the Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Clapper. We'll see you next week.